Well, Japan revises down its growth rate as the economy slows down more than the government initially estimated for the third quarter of 2013. Tokyo had initially predicted a 0.5% growth for the 3 months to September, but now it has revised it down to 0.3. This as in the previous quarter, the East Asian country had seen a 0.9% growth. Many say that the downward revision is mostly due to a downturn in corporate capital spending. Japan is the world's third largest economy. Economist Anthony H. Rowley says there are concerns that the Japanese government's economic measures are not implemented exactly as they were expected.
Most economists have expected that it was going to be revised down anyway to 0.4%. And the other thing to bear in mind is that, of course, this third quarter growth is compared with a very strong growth in the second quarter. And so it's always difficult to, you know, to raise growth for two consecutive quarters. But I think there is some cause for concern that Abenomics is not proceeding exactly as perhaps the government hopes it would. The short-term measures that were, you know, administered by the Abe administration earlier in the year, which were massive monetary stimulus and very large fiscal stimulus, all that's gone rather well, especially the monetary stimulus. But the thing I think that gives more cause for concern is that the so-called third arrow of Abenomics involves some fundamental changes in Japan's economy, and so far there's no evidence that those are actually going to work.